Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Coach School podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kimmy. I went from being a burnt out pediatric hospitalist to building a multiple six-figure coaching business while working full-time. I did this by mastering sales and getting my clients amazing results as a coach, because the two go hand in hand. In the Dr. Coach School, I help women doctors become transformative coaches and build profitable, high-ticket coaching businesses using my proprietary coaching tools and my proven sales framework. If you are a woman doctor who wants to obtain freedom through coaching, you are in the right place. Let's get started. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the DCS Podcast. I hope y'all are doing incredible. Let's see. Do I have any updates? I am recording this on February 29th. It is a leap year, so we got an extra day of Black History Month. And so I am finally starting to get in the swing of things when it comes to homeschooling. My daughter, we've homeschooled my son for the past 2 years. He's a teenager. It's different, but I feel like I'm finally starting to get in a rhythm, and I still also yet still don't know what I'm doing. Like, still. So we're trying different things. I feel like I'm still trying to understand how my daughter learns. And I was talking about this on Instagram, that she's my daughter and I know her, but our relationship, we've never had a teacher-student relationship, right? So this is a new relationship we're cultivating. And whenever you're building a new relationship with someone, it takes some time to get to know them. So like, just little things, like I noticed that she does really well with her work after she's moved her body. So like, if she exercises in the morning, like does like Just Dance, or we go for a walk, those days are better. Or if I just let her stand up and move around while she's working. And that's the benefit, right? That's the benefit of her being able to do homeschool. Because if you stand up in a traditional classroom, you're going to get in trouble. And so, you know, just allowing her to move her body while she is learning, I've noticed has been beneficial. So just things like that, that, you know, we're learning the ropes and whatnot. So it is a complete work in progress, but I at least feel like we are making some headway. In the beginning of the year, I was just fried. Died, laid to the side. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know up from down, right from left. Like, it was crazy. I was not sleeping. It was bananas. It was bonkers. It was insane. And so we're getting in the rhythm of things. I work 2 days a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then I have my coaching call with my DCS clients on Monday evenings. And then I can sometimes sneak like an hour or two of work from like 3:30 to like 5:30 PM sometimes. And then on the days where there's a lot going on, I sometimes have to stay up a little bit later, but like at least, I mean, the entire month of February, that's not true. Early in February was rough, but for the past like 3 weeks, I've been sleeping at least getting 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep a night. Rarely do I have to like stay up past that. And so I am grateful that, again, we're getting the swing of things. Lots of changes are happening in the company. I'm not going to share any of them. That's not true. I'm going to give you updates, but I'm going to be recording quarterly reviews like I always do. I always record quarterly reviews, but I am not going to let y'all listen to the quarterly reviews till the end of the year. I'm going to save all the quarterly reviews and then bang them all out in December and just like let you walk through my year with me. And you can kind of see the progression. And then by that point, the year that I had, like, we'll see how the year ends up and like what got us there. That is the plan as of right now. So let's go ahead and get started. Today's episode is about selling your coaching. And I want to say, if you want to sell your coaching, you need to stop selling your coaching. And you're probably like, what in the world? In what world does that make sense? It makes all the sense. I'm going to explain it to y'all. When I change this, the game changed. So let's get into it. If you want to sell your coaching, you need to stop selling your coaching now. Okay, now. Stop selling coaching. I know it seems contradictory, right? I'm essentially saying that if you want to sell your coaching, you need to stop selling coaching. And that seems like it doesn't make any sense at all whatsoever. But I'm going to walk you through exactly what this means. And I'm going to share with you how when I learned this, my business completely changed. This changed the trajectory of my entire business. I went from barely making any money in 2020 to hitting over six figures in 2021 while working full time as a pediatric hospitalist to more than doubling that. The following year, I was able to quit my job that year. And it was all essentially from this foundational statement that seems contradictory, right? It seems like that does not make any sense. I'm telling you, if you want to sell your coaching, you need to stop selling coaching, but I'm going to explain it. It's going to make sense. Okay. And then if you want to learn more, take this further. And if you're a woman doctor who actually wants to develop a high ticket 5K to 20K coaching offer and begin selling that offer in the next 90 days, then I'm going to make an invitation for you to join us inside of DCS. You could book a sales call with me. We could see if DCS is a good fit for you. So listen, in 2020, y'all, I started my business. I was a life coach primarily who would help women. And it, at the time, it was not physicians or doctors, or it was just women, professional women. I would have said professional Black women. I helped them overcome procrastination. And that's because that was my story, right? Like, I was a procrastinator, y'all, like, whoo. And like, changed my life, like completely changed the trajectory of my life by learning how to coach myself, learning systems and processes. And I wanted other women to have access to that as well. And so that's like most of us, right? We get into coaching because we have some sort of a transformation and we want to help other people have the same transformation. So I joined, you know, I started my coaching business in 2020 and I was selling coaching hard. Like, I was showing up, y'all, trying to sell my coaching offer. Okay, I did webinars. I did challenges. I did free Facebook groups. I sent emails. I did everything, like everything. Okay, everything. All the bro marketers tell you to do, everything on all the podcasts. I went to all the trainings. I was prolific. Okay. Like, I was like, somebody gonna buy this coaching. Now the problem was nobody was buying my coaching. Like, so I, you know, launched my very first offer. I did have people take me up on it. I was selling a $1,000 offer. Like, I'm proud of myself for selling something, but $1,000 offer. A few people bought it. And then I was like, well, if I want, you know, to make more money, let me double my offer. Let me charge $2,000. That did not work. The amount of people that bought it were less than half. So two people, right? So like five people bought the $1,000 offer, two people bought the $2,000 offer. And then my brain was like, well, if you discount it even more, definitely more people will buy. I discounted my offer to $697. You got to have a seven at the end of it, right? So it was like $697. And I was like, clearly, surely at least 20 to 25 people will buy this offer. Nope. It was three or two. And so you see how my, like, my revenue is like steadily decreasing, right? Steadily decreasing over that year. And I was selling my coaching. Now, I'm a physician. I was like, I know if you're my client, I could change your life. Like, I know once you're in my orbit, I can help you. Like, does that sound familiar to anyone? Like, if I could sell, if you my client, like, you gonna transform. But the process of somebody becoming my client, like, it was not happening. It was not working. It was not happening for me. And I remember I would do these webinars or I would do a challenge and I might have 50 women. One time I even had like 150 women signed up for this challenge. I don't know. Like 2020 was the wild, wild west of online digital marketing. I had like 150 people signed up. I have like a very small audience. So 150 people was so much for me. And I just knew y'all. I knew I was going to have a five-figure launch. I knew it. And I got to the end of the 5 days and I started selling my coaching. And literally I was like, hey, does anyone have any questions? Right? Like after I did my pitch and everything, and like three people raised their hand. Two of them asked me where was my lipstick from, and one of them wanted to know where I got my outfit. This is after I just spent 5 days with these folks and I was trying to get them to buy coaching, and they wanted to buy my lipstick, the lipstick I was wearing. I wasn't selling lipstick. Like I sat in this office, it didn't look like this, but I sat in this office, and when I say I cried, just hot tears of anguish. Like I poured my all into that training. And like, does that sound familiar? Like you're like, I am showing up. I am giving it my all. I am trying to sell this offer. Like I gave it everything. And these people, and I was mad at them. It was not their fault. I'm gonna tell you how it wasn't their fault in just a second, but I was mad. I was like, this don't make no sense. I was like, how dare you? I was so offended. Like how you, like, it's one thing to not want to buy my offer, but then you gonna try to just ask me what about my outfit and my makeup? Like what? So I was so distraught, y'all. And in December of 2020, I was ready to throw away my business. Like legit, I almost quit. I would not be where I am today if I had quit, right? But the shift that I'm gonna talk to you about now is what took me from barely making any money in 2020, throwing spaghetti at the wall, trying to figure it out, selling my coaching so hard and just being rejected over and over and over and over again, to being able to hit six figures legit 6 months after that. So I went from barely selling to six figures less than 6 months later. And it was this shift that I'm about to reveal to you, y'all. So nobody is talking about this. In order to sell my coaching offer, I legit had to stop selling coaching. Now, I didn't say stop selling. I had to stop selling coaching. And so here's what I see so many, especially brand new coaches, especially my doctor coaches, what I see them doing, what you might be doing, what I definitely did, which landed me almost no money, like legit need to shut down my business. And when I transitioned to doing this, six figures in less than 6 months. And I help my clients do the exact same thing inside of the Dr. Coach School. So many new coaches, when you decide to become a coach, maybe you got certified somewhere or you just decided to hang a virtual shingle. You're like, I'm going to do this thing, right? And you're excited and you're ready and you know that you can help someone. And you develop your Calendly link, right? Maybe you have a landing page, and you start, embodying, like, I'm going to be a coach. I'm going to sell my coaching offer. One of the biggest mistakes that I see new coaches make is that they then go and they start marketing on social media and they start selling coaching, right? Do you want to be coached? I am now a coach. If you want coaching, go click the link in bio, right? I'm going to say something and it's going to sound shocking, okay? But it is the truth. No one wants to buy coaching. They don't want to buy your coaching. Guess what? I'm scaling my business to seven figures this year. I have a multiple six-figure, $500,000 business. Nobody wants to buy my coaching either. So when I was in 2020 trying to sell coaching over and over and over and over and just like, why is no one buying my coaching? It's very simple. They weren't buying my coaching because nobody wants to buy coaching. No one wants to buy coaching, okay? Do you know what people want? They desire transformation. They want their lives to be changed and they will be willing to buy coaching in order for their lives to be changed. But nobody wants to buy coaching. Nobody wakes up in the morning and is like, I think I'll buy coaching today. They wake up in the morning with a problem. They wake up in the morning with a problem, right? With a set of misconceptions. They wake up in the morning with a desire for change, okay? And if your marketing speaks to that problem, speaks to the desire for change, and then speaks to how someone can achieve that change, then your marketing will be effective and people will reach out to buy your coaching. But if you are simply selling the act of coaching, the act of sitting on a Zoom meeting and talking to someone, no one wants to buy that. No one will buy that. You will find that your marketing becomes very challenging, right? And it's not because you're not an amazing coach. It's not because you don't have a lot to offer. It's not because you're not incredible. You are incredible. You are an expert. You are able to change people's lives, right? But if you stop your marketing at selling coaching only, you will experience lots of resistance in folks. Like, they will not raise their hand, or it'll be really hard for them to raise their hand. Or when they, even if you're able to get them on a sales call, they'll have lots of objections because their brain, right? Their amygdala, I call her your inner cave woman, like that part, that unconscious part of your brain that tries to protect you and keep you safe, right? Is going to object to all of this work, like the work of coaching, right? Like, again, because nobody, your unconscious mind, your client's unconscious mind is trying to keep them alive and keep them from burning too many calories. Like, that is the point. Keep me safe. Like, this is what my brain is trying to do. My unconscious mind, keep you safe, minimize calorie burning. Okay. Like, we don't want to expend too much energy, right? Because we got to conserve it in case we need it in the future, right? If you and your marketing speaks to their unconscious mind and subtly says anything around any vestiges of like, this is going to be a lot of work, this is going to be hard. And I'm not saying you're going to lie to them and say, it's so easy, but you selling coaching, right? Like, hey, I'm a coach. Do you want help? Click the link in my bio. Their brain is like, nah, fam, we're not doing that. That sounds like work. That sounds hard. What is this even about? It'll be objection after objection after objection. And you think you need to change your niche. You think you need to change your offer. You think there's something wrong with like you as a coach. Like, you think that I'm never going to make money. It's none of that. You just need to stop selling coaching and you need to sell the transformation. You need to speak to the transformation. You need to make sure that the transformation is simple, clear, doable, right? Desirable. You need to understand the exact person, what their problems are, and then you need to be able to, in your marketing, build a bridge between someone at the point A where they are, right? When they log on to Instagram, they're at the point A and where they want to be at the point B. Like, your marketing needs to build that bridge, right? Your marketing needs to speak to where they are, where they want to be, and build the bridge to get them there. You do that, you sign clients, period. You do that, you sign high ticket clients, 5K to 20K. That's how I help my clients, 5K to 20K consistently. And people wonder, you know, why is it that my clients in DCS are able to right out the gate start signing 5K clients, 10K clients, 15K clients, 20K clients? It's because this is the work we do. So many of us are selling coaching and we're selling coaching. Nobody wants to buy coaching. Absolutely no one. They will buy coaching when they desire the transformation. Your job is to sell the transformation, understanding fundamentally who they are at the point A, where they want to be at the point B, right? And theoretically, you're there, right? Like, you're at the point B, like, you are selling the transformation that you have done, right? And so learning how to tell stories around that, we call it story selling inside of DCS. So story selling around that, having clear calls to action, like, your marketing will be simple and it will be highly potent when you stop selling coaching and stop pointing people to your booking link to book discovery calls with you to buy coaching, and you sell that transformation, the point A, understanding, like calling out exactly where they are, the point B, building the bridge, and then clearing up any misconceptions that they have about how they can get to that point B. You do that, you sign high-ticket clients. You sign high-ticket clients. And if you are not signing high-ticket clients, all that's happening is something in that process is not working. Something in that process you're not doing. Either all of it or one aspect of it. There's a breakdown, right? And so when you come into DCS, we'll actually take a look at your offer. We'll take a look at the way you're marketing it, and I'll be able to assess exactly which area, like literally pinpoint. You do this change, you start signing clients, right? So I have clients that, again, they come in at zero. And I think that's the biggest thing that I want to make sure people are aware of. I work with clients from zero, right? So my client, Dr. Deio, who just hit, she's at multiple six figures now. It's been a year. She came in at zero, right? She came in at zero and she learned these principles, right? She stopped trying to sell coaching and she started selling the transformation, a clear, understandable point A, like understanding their problems, marketing to the transformation, building the bridge, right? And then clearing up misconceptions. Like that's all you have to do in your marketing. She starts signing 10K clients. Her offer is now 15K and we're scaling her to half a million. We're scaling her to half a million. But that really comes from understanding the marketing principles. The thing about marketing is that it's a language, but because it's a language, that means you can learn it, right? It's not like above you. It's not like something that is not doable for you. You can 100% do it. You can 100% market it. You just have to understand how to speak to those elements. You do that, you sign high ticket clients, period. Like that's just literally the way it works. That's the way it works. Check out anyone's marketing who's actually making money. They're doing those things. They're doing those things. And in DCS, I teach you how to do it like a doctor, like tapping into the diagnosis and treatment that we already do. Like I literally saw a post tonight and it was like, coaching is incredible. Y'all want to do coaching. No, they don't. They don't. They don't. Their unconscious mind is going to shut that down. They don't want to do coaching. They want the transformation. That's what they want. And so if you want to learn how to sell a clear, desirable transformation, how to build the bridge in your marketing, how to clear up any misconceptions in your marketing and really speak to your person, I want to invite you to join us inside of DCS. That's all we do all day long, every day. Like that's why my clients are able to, brand new clients. You don't have to start at a $97 course. You don't have to start in a $97 course. You don't have to start at even a $2,000 program, 5K to 20K, 5K to 20K when you learn how to do this. When you learn how to do this, you also get your clients incredible results. And that, real quick, because I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm just going to sneak this part in there. That transformational process of working with a client starts in your marketing. I always say, if your clients aren't getting results, check your marketing. That belief shifting that you have to do to help a client get from point A to point B starts in your marketing, right? Starts in your marketing. So when you nail this, not only do people buy your coaching, they get better results when they're your client. I have seen this time and time again. When people come into DCS, they're able to hit the ground running. Like the folks that have been following me and watching my marketing, because I've already been shifting their beliefs. The transformation started in the marketing, right? Like my marketing is not just like tips and tricks and selling like coaching. My marketing is like literally changing their mind and shifting their beliefs so that by the time they're my client, they are ready to go. And so one of the things you want to check is if your clients are not getting incredible results, check your marketing too, right? That belief shifting process starts in your marketing. And that's also another thing that like I'll do another whole video about that because I believe so strongly in that. The transformation does not just start when they hop on that first Zoom call. It starts in your marketing. And the way that you're able to move someone through your marketing through a sales call, like all of that is changing their beliefs. All of that is changing their mind. So that's the work we do inside of DCS all day, every day. And so if you are a woman doctor and you are a coach or an aspiring coach, you could be starting at zero. Maybe you've made some sales in the past, but it's inconsistent and you want to be able to hit six figures in your coaching business through selling a high ticket offer. So 5K to 20K. And you're just tired of like spinning your wheels, throwing spaghetti at the wall. I want to invite you to reach out, book a call with me. We will reach out, we will get you on a call, and we will see if DCS is a good fit for you to start learning how to market, learning how to sell your offer, and hit 100K in your business. And 100K is just the beginning. That's like the starting block, right? And then it goes up from there. But like, you want to get to that first 100K, start having meaningful income in your business and changing lives, because that's ultimately why we're coaches. Thanks to y'all for hanging out with me, for rocking with me. And I'll see y'all in these internet streets. Okay, bye.